All right, we are back. We are super excited to say that we have launched 25 episodes, and this one right here is the 26th.
Wow.
Which means we've been doing this for 6 months straight. Every single Monday, we've released an episode, and we started in October. That's when we launched this podcast, and we've been doing this every single week. So for everyone who's been listening to this episode every single Monday, we salute you. We're
Thank
super
you.
Excited and proud of you. We feel really honored, and we're just excited.
Yeah, we're excited you've chosen us to keep you company.
Exactly. That's amazing. But here's the sad part.
Womp womp.
We've been doing it for so long, and it's time for us. We feel it's time for us to finally step back and to close off this first chapter. And we're saying we're closing off the first chapter because we believe that there's going to be a second chapter coming soon. We don't know exactly when. We don't know what it will, like how much will change, but we're excited to take a step back and to think about everything about this podcast, where we want to take it, how the first 6 months have been. And we believe it's going to be a step up, not a step down. And we're excited about what's coming up. Do you want to share a little bit about our couple of ideas?
Yeah,
that, we
have? That sounded so dramatic. I was like, oh no, it sounds like we're killing the podcast. But don't worry, we are not. Stefan and I talked, and kind of like any creative process, it's good to do the work and then take a step back and see how it went, make any changes needed. We're early enough in the podcast where we've gotten a good feel for it. We love seeing the shares that you post on Instagram every week that you're listening. We really appreciate that, you know, when you're working or when you're going for a walk, whether it's just a screenshot of the podcast, we're so grateful. We're going to kind of take a little time and chat amongst ourselves. We've been tossing around a couple ideas. Yeah, we are thinking about getting guests, and not just big name artists, not just our friends. Stefan and I were talking earlier, the podcast is called The Striving Artist, and maybe that means we bring on lots of different striving artists from different stages in their careers, because the truth is we're all
exactly.
striving no matter what stage we're at. And so maybe some of you, our listeners, will be on the podcast. The podcast has historically been Stefan and I talking amongst ourselves. We love to open up that conversation and include more people. So we're toying around with that idea. If you have any ideas for other segments for us, we'd love to hear about it, because you, the listener, are the ones who are showing up every week, and we're providing value to you, and we want to be able to serve you in the best way we know how. This is kind of like, you know, Stefan and I joke, like mini therapy between us every week.
Exactly.
And you guys just get to listen in, and hopefully it's been helpful, but I know that there's so much more we can do and that we want to do, and we're excited to be able to kind of simmer on those ideas.
Yeah, we're really excited about opening up the podcast, finding out like where we want to take it. And so there's a lot of questions that open up for us. There's a lot of planning to get around with, and also just like Lauren said, we want to hear from you guys. So if you want to go to the strivingartist.com website, you'll see a feedback form on the website where you can fill it out and send us emails. We love to hear from you. We read through every email. We might not respond, we're terrible at that, but we read through every email, and we're excited to see how you guys respond to it. And we cannot wait to be back with some new ideas, with some new segments, and turning this podcast into really something where you guys will benefit from the most. I hope this sounds really fun, and I hope you're not disappointed that this podcast is taking a break, but every good thing needs some time off sometimes as well.
Yes, it's just a rest. Yeah. It's not a goodbye forever, but it's really just been us meeting every week, having an honest conversation, recording it and putting it out. And I think that having some time off will give us some time to actually plan a little bit and have a little bit more of a structure. If you've enjoyed these kind of weekly chats Stefan and I have been having, you're in for a real treat next season, because it's actually going to be planned and considered even more. So I think we'll be able to deliver even more value than we already have been with a little bit of structure, because Stefan and I both know structure is a part of running a creative business. And when your creativity runs wild and you've got all these things, sometimes you need a system and a format to reel it all in. And I think that's going to be part of our time off too, is just figuring out those ways for us to make it as easy as possible to get the best information. In the meantime, while we're on a break, please re-listen to your favorite episodes. We'd be so grateful if you shared your favorite episode with a friend or on social media. There's 26. It's basically a library of these honest conversations. What did we talk about? Pricing, contracts, getting started, creative block, habits, pretty much every topic under the sun that you, all of you have been asking us for years, and we finally put it into a podcast.
Exactly. And so far, our favorite episode has been Lauren Hom's origin story. So that's really? The first one that we've played. But then pricing your work, confidence in your skills, that was a big one. And we saw a spike there. We saw a lot of people also, things I wish I had known, which was episode 8. And what else did we have too that really spiked people's interest? A lot of burnouts, how to deal with that, competing with yourself. We've had great episodes, and I definitely learned a lot through those conversations. I still do. I'm super grateful to get to actually talk to you every single week. We've been dubbing this the our coaching live coaching sessions because we actually pay each other in that sense a little bit to record all these episodes and to publish them. And so since it's not making us money, we just feel like we're going to therapy and coaching each other, and you guys get to listen in on it, which is a privilege for us to do so too. A little bit weird if we think about it. Imagine you're like your private session with somebody is like there's a whole crowd of people, like they're like between 2,000 and 5,000 people listening in on those episodes.
Yeah, but it's one of those things, you know, building a creative career, there are resources online, there are blog posts, classes, but in those are, you know, I write those myself, I do those things, but there's something really nice about listening to just an intimate conversation. We try to be as open as possible on here without, you know, making these 3-hour long episodes. And yeah, we get so much value out of chatting with each other. And it really just goes to show you that no one builds a business or is their most creative in isolation. You need people. You need, even if it's just one creative confidant or one person who's going to support you, when you're alone with your ideas for like weeks straight, you can get a little bit nutty in your head and you're like, is this actually a good idea? I'm second guessing myself. Or even if it's something that you are curious about, but you don't know the answer to, and all the Google searching in the world hasn't helped, it's just so nice to have someone else that you trust to be like, hey, I don't know this thing. What do you think? Or, hey, I'm feeling weird about this. Is that normal? Is that, it's like WebMD, but for creativity.
That is exactly that. Except that after you've looked through at WebMD, you feel more paranoid than you were before. So that is supposed to do the opposite. Yeah. But that brings us to another idea we've had too, which, should I share it? I think I should share it.
Yeah, I think you should.
It's all right. So we've been thinking of doing Striving Artist Retreats. it's a really a beginning of the thought that
it's
we had.
Idea.
And it's kind of like having a retreat where like Striving Artists come together at one space, and we're doing like going through workshops, talking through like everything from our daily days to like how we structure things, how we plan things, how we run our businesses, coaching you on that. But at the same time, you get to meet people, other people that are also striving artists, where you could maybe form that exact friendship with somebody else that could be your counterpart, that you can actually start to chat weekly, exchange, and so on.
Oh,
and so that could be a really cool place to meet
other great artists. Totally. Because I was going to say, you know, we might have talked about this way early in the podcast, but our origin story as friends, like, it's so great having the internet now. We met through Instagram. Like, having internet connections are great, and to be able to DM someone or email someone. But really nothing solidified our like relationship or friendship until we met in person and had a great face-to-face conversation and wanted to keep that going, even though we live like thousands of miles apart. Yep. And so, you know, whether it's a conference, a retreat, you know, local meetups, I really do encourage you during this break of the podcast, but always, to go out and meet people and actually put yourself out there. And you'll be so amazed by the amount of vulnerability and the connections you can make with people in person, and the information that gets shared and the value you'll get out of that. Like, I don't know what I would be doing now if I didn't have people in my life to support me, just to bounce ideas, just to know that you're not alone in your struggle too. Cause you know, building a creative career is so, such a unique struggle, and it's got its highs, it's got its lows, but it's always nice to have other people there with you along for the ride.
Exactly. All right. So before we make that into a long episode
and turning into a regular episode,
start drifting off like we do always. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys so much for listening, for listening through our other episodes and to this day that you're following the journey, and we're super excited to where this journey may lead. And again, in the meantime, share episodes, re-listen to old episodes, and also go out, find someone else that you can actually connect with and maybe become a counterpart to really push your creativity and your striving artist. I don't know like how to combine those words, but striving artist partner, striving artist career. I don't know. Find someone who will motivate you to try your best. That's something good.
There. Right. I like that. So yeah, while we're gone, have a good time. Keep listening. Keep striving. Keep making stuff. We absolutely love when you letter quote from the podcast or tag us in things. Ooh, yeah. So that's another thing that's coming, is the Striving Artist Instagram account that we're trying to figure out. We're just two people and our lovely podcast editor, Sonia, and we're trying to figure out how this all comes together. So please keep sharing, keep tagging us, send us emails at thestrivingartist.com. You can fill out that form like Stefan said, and we really look forward to hearing you and coming back stronger than ever for season 2.
So guys, see you in season 2.
Goodbye.
Bye.